I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
So I thought we'd talk about leftist fragility because I like fun, and I thought we'd have a bit of fun for once.
Their entire identity is based around being fragile, so, I mean, how long do we have for this segment?
Not long enough. Anyway, but we'll try and cut it down. First to mention, of course, being the Origin of Intersectionality podcast that me and Carl did, because this is endlessly relevant to what the modern-day left is, in case, I don't know, you've been living under a rock and think we're about, like, workers' rights or something. No. But we'll go to the next link here because everyone will remember this meme of a situation. I'm sure you've seen this footage.
Yes, I've seen this footage.
For those listening, it's the Socialists of America conference in which some absolute child kept butting in and saying, point of personal privilege, Jackson blah blah blah, Sacramento, he him. Can I just say that everyone keep the chatter to a minimum? Because I'm too much of a pussy to even deal with people talking, apparently.
And well, wasn't his point that he was just very stressed out and triggered by the whole thing? And wasn't he also asking people not to clap?
Yeah, no clapping.
Were they doing the jazz hands?
No talking. I don't know how he expected a conference to be run.
No fun.
No. And this, he wasn't the only one. There are a whole bunch of other retards. And this is just left-wing politics at this point, in which you state your pronouns and insist that everyone follow your new stupid rules, because I'm this special. And it really is 24/7 leftism. And I'm not even joking, because this is where we're going to have fun. The Canadian Green Party is currently utterly dissolved because someone misgendered the leader.
What, the whole party?
It's just a mess. Just people resigning left, right, and centre. Whole thing in chaos.
Now, stop me if I'm wrong, but shouldn't the Green Party, instead of focusing on progressive social issues, instead be focusing on environmental issues?
No.
Well, I guess I've been told.
For anyone who's familiar with the Green Parties of the world, you will quickly learn that they are watermelons, as you're alluding
yes.
to. Red on the inside, green on the outside. They're just like, oh yeah, for the environment, we need to cut your kid's dick off.
For the environment, we need more and more communism. Look, Greta said so.
Yeah, and here's the headline from the National Post. Misgendering incident plunges Green Party of Canada into renewed turmoil. As if like they just recovered from a whole other misgendering incident. The headline here being, in a Zoom appearance to kick off the party's leadership contest, interim leader Amita Kuttner, I'm never going to get names right.
Amita Kuttner, maybe?
Was identified as she, Ella pronouns instead of they, them.
Wait, she, Ella, so shell pronouns?
Ella, I don't know if it's Spanish.
French?
French nonsense, I guess, but then the English is they, them, so no. Presumably this is just another example of cake gender coming out.
Or clown gender.
Exactly.
They're all clown gender at the heart.
Just 1 year after its partial meltdown during the 2021 federal election, the Green Party of Canada is once again in crisis over an incident of misgendering. It all started on a September 3rd media event in Vancouver, kicking off the party's leadership contest. In a Zoom appearance, the interim leader, Amita, was identified using a caption bearing the pronoun she, Ella. Do you want to take a guess what Amita looks like? I mean, we did have an image up there, but do you want to guess what she looks like on a daily basis?
Is it like that?
How did you guess?
Because you put the image up.
It's a shock, isn't it, to see that Yeah, it's for people listening, it's
Someone who's obviously looks to me like a bloke in a dress.
Mm-hmm. It's a lovely Pride event. I don't know what's going on with her.
And she's got a lovely feminine, masculine jawline.
Yeah, but I also just the problem is that if we go back to the article, just look at the image again. The problem was, if we can go to the screenshot, she appeared on the Zoom call with the wrong pronouns, so nothing actually happened. Like, no one even called her a he or anything. Like, none of that happened.
In fact, they were addressing her by the pronouns that most fit the way that she's presenting herself, which is what used to be respectful.
If you go back to the old link, then, John, because it's in there at the start, which is just the fact that you just have a screenshot of the Zoom call. There you are. Just look at the worry.
That man looks terrified.
Oh, no, it says she, Ella, instead of they, them.
Like, he's staring down at the caption itself, like, oh no.
Yeah, I mean, you can see the fragility of, like, her entire world has been ruined by this.
I think he's just seen that the party is going under.
Yeah. Anyway, Cutter, 32, identifies as non-binary and pansexual, attracted to all genders and orientations, and goes by they-them pronouns. In a subsequent statement, Kuttner slammed the misgendering, saying the incidents, quote, made me feel hurt and isolated, and hinted that it was reflective of a larger pattern of behaviours that a few in the party are perpetuating. I love that. It's just like, right, the gender ideology party is transphobic or something. There's really her statement in response to the, you know, capital punishment crime of having the wrong pronouns in your Zoom call.
I mean, perhaps this is just an indictment of the ideology itself, that even those most dedicated to sticking to it can't help but not adhere to the pronoun bollocks.
Because it's just impossible. I mean, the demand is just nonsensical and therefore impossible to actually keep up with, even among gender ideologues. They cannot do this. And I know there's criticism sometimes of, like, you know, covering left-wing stuff where you just kind of just read the headlines. But frankly,
headlines are pretty funny.
This is the thing, I've mentioned it before, it's a thing you can do with the left and you cannot do with the right, because the left is actually mad. And this is the point I'm making. The leftist fragility is so ridiculous. I mean, all you have to do is just, like, well, today in the Green Party, and that's the story, because it is a story in and of itself of just how insane they are.
You start off with, well, today in the Green Party, and then you wait for everybody to stop laughing.
Yes.
And then you carry on with the story.
The statement added, in moments like these, I wonder how I can ensure other people's safety if I can't even ensure my own. I mean, just fragile. Fragile beyond belief.
Well, I mean, that's a fantastic question, which suggests that you shouldn't be anywhere near governing power.
Can you imagine what might happen if Vladimir Putin misgendered her?
Oh.
Mm, he might not even go
the
with
nukes
she.
Would be going off.
You just might go, No. Kutter's statement was followed by a joint letter signed by leadership candidates as well as the party's two MPs. I mean, that's the thing as well. Like, they're not a nothing party. They actually have MPs. And the MPs started calling for a restorative process to root out harassment within the Greens. Because one slide came up during a Zoom call that gave apparently wrong pronouns. Obviously the correct ones, but that's
shouldn't you just get the person who wrote in those little captions to just say, sorry about that?
No, I think we'd have to burn them alive. I think that's the restorative process part.
How else will the woke gods know that they have been fulfilled?
They write, the September 3 incident, as if it's like 9/11 2, this has happened, was but the latest in a number of similar behavioural patterns that Dr. Kuttner has faced throughout their tenure. The Green Party president, Lorraine Reckmans, was the first to resign, in fact. Just, I'm going. Why? Because the wrong pronouns turned up on a slide, so I'm leaving. Okay.
Seems reasonable to me.
She was a volunteer who estimated that she worked a 40-hour work week for the last year on party business for free. Reckmans implied in the Saturday resignation letter that the leadership candidates were subtly blaming her for the she-Ella mistake. I mean, I love that as well. The first thing you do is purge your best. I mean, someone who's giving you 40 hours a week for free at your party, campaigning for you, and the wrong pronouns turn up on one Zoom slide, and so you just, they have to go. They're not even responsible, by the way. Doesn't make any sense. Although the joint letter explicitly cleared Reckman of any responsibility for the incident, Reckman wrote that she is consistently distracted by claims of harm. So even though she obviously didn't do it, the leftist fragility is such that they're still just in the party headquarters screeching each other. Like women.
I just assume that that's the average workday for these people.
Yes. Crystal Brooks, the Ontario representative to the party's federal council, also resigned because of a slide with the wrong pronouns. I mean, this is the thing I'm trying to get at.
Wrote an a massive Facebook essay about it as well.
Yeah, Brooks criticised the party for continuing its leadership race, even while candidates were calling for an investigation into the systemic harm within the party of a wrong slide. Again, the correct slide, if you actually care about reality, but it's, you know, you can't. Notably, both resignations are Indigenous, with Reckman having been celebrated only 12 months ago as the first Indigenous woman to be president of a national party in Canada. So, I mean, there's the thing. So we now actually have another progressive fight. Remember how we had, We had the funniest one, which was the blacks versus the Jews in America for the left-wingers. Was the Holocaust worse than slavery? The Holocaust won that debate. And now we have the wise pros, the leftists in Canada would say is like the Holocaust of Indigenous people versus gender ideologues being misgendered. Which one is worse? The gender ideologues won.
I was expecting, for some reason, among Holocausts and genocides, the Jews have a particular like special privilege, as theirs is always the worst, whereas in any other example, the gender ideologues are going to win.
Yeah, I mean, given it's the genocide of the Jews, it's, you know, not a joke,
no,
frankly.
Of course it's not a joke.
But for the gender ideologues, like, their situation is a joke, but for some reason in the Green Party of Canada, they've actually won that. Now the, you know, as the leftists would put it, like, the genocide of Indigenous Canada's not what happened, but whatever. Like, they're the ones who need to resign, whereas the city-dwelling gender weirdos, they're the ones who reign supreme. The city dwellers. Who's more oppressed? Obviously the city dwellers. Amidst all this, Kutta launched a fundraiser last Wednesday intending to spite Jonathan Kay, an editor with Quillette, who occasionally... The National Post wrote columns about this. Kay had tweeted that misgendering controversy sounded exactly like satire. Because it was. As in, like, this is all a fucking joke for anyone else in the world. She says that Kuttner was prompted by this and started a GoFundMe asking supporters for $68,000 to counter Kay's hate. She wanted $68,000.
Gibbs.
She wanted $68,000. Because a misgendering slide happened, and all of her Indigenous people resigned. Indigenous,
well, like all else, this is just an opportunity for Gibbs.
Yeah, give me Gibbs. The good thing is that the Gibbs didn't seem to work. As of press time, the fundraiser has pulled in $226.69. Nice. $10 of which was donated by Kay himself. So there you have that.
So... He's obviously apologetic.
Yeah.
He's even donated to her attempted $68,000 ransom.
Yeah.
Let's be fair here.
So there you are, you loser.
I don't see what the problem is.
Several months before the election, then-leader Emile Paul had gone...
Did they have to say then-leader? Because there's constant rotation going on here.
Oh, yeah.
It's a revolving door of misgenderers, transphobes, racists, I assume.
You got it.
I knew it.
Mr. Paul here. Mr. Paul had gone public with accusations, Mrs. Paul, that she had been repeatedly subjected to anti-Semitic and racist attacks from within the party. Paul is Jewish and black.
Now that's an intersection.
Yeah, which kind of makes me wonder, though, because that just tells us everything we need to know. You know how they are obsessed with how the Klan is going to come back tomorrow? It turns out, apparently, yes, within left-wing parties. This is just the norm. I mean, there's no wonder they think everyone else is a member of the Klan, because apparently everyone in the party is a member of the Klan. Just endless anti-Semitism and racism against black people. And now, horrific, horrific misgendering has taken place. That's my point. It's just like, this is leftist fragility. This is the daily norm for them. 24/7, just pain to even interact with. I mean, imagine actually, I mean, we just listen to it on occasion and be like, oh, what are the leftists up to? Still being retarded, huh? All right, never mind. We'll check it later.
Going to the zoo?
Yeah, it is like going to the zoo. But imagine living in the zoo. And that's what it's like for these people.
Well, it's the lunatics running the asylum.
Yeah, and I'm glad I'm not there. If you appreciated that segment from the podcast of the Lotus Eaters, you can go to lotuseaters.com to get access to all the premium content we have on the site, such as the Contemplation series, this one on sneaky journalists and their rhetorical tricks. You want to follow what else Josh is putting out? You can follow him on Getter at Josh_Firm on Getter. Thank you and goodbye.